ABC Radio Australia.
The Bougainville president's emphatic statement of opposition to an Australian mining company and its plan to reopen the controversial Panguna mine has again highlighted divisions among local landowners. The president, John Momus, has accused the company RTG Mining of attempting to bribe his government and of waging a subversive propaganda campaign. Some Panguna landowners support his stance against RTG, while others say there's no truth to the president's claims. But the different groups are united in opposition to the president's own plan to resurrect the Panguna mine, as Liam Fox reports.
Bougainville's president, John Momus, didn't pull any punches in the letter he wrote to RTG Mining's chairman, Michael Carrick, earlier this month. In it, he said the Bougainville Executive Council emphatically rejects RTG's proposal to reopen the Panguna mine and all future proposals. Then he goes on to list the reasons why. Among them are claims the company has attempted to bribe the government and its people, that it's led a subversive propaganda and smear campaign against the government, and that RTG doesn't have the experience necessary to open and run a mine the size of Panguna.
It's good the government stood up and given them the letter, because they have been very unethical how they've been running business here.
Geoffrey Clayson is a Panguna landowner. He's also manager of the Panguna Development Company, which was set up by landowners who support the mine's former operator, BCL, in its bid to resurrect Panguna, not RTG. Mr. Clayson agrees with Dr. Momus that RTG has effectively bribed some Panguna landowners to support its proposal for the mine.
Definitely, that's the word, yeah. Very unethical business up there. Paying people for doing nothing just for their support in the villages, you know, in certain, they've earmarked people and put them on their on maybe what you call stipends that comes in every month just for their support.
He says RTG's efforts to attract support among landowners has divided the community.
Even in families, you can see families divided in half, 50% on one side, on the sales side, and 50% with RTG. While they're on the payroll. They pay them. They're doing nothing. They don't even work. Nothing.
RTG has denied the claims outlined in the president's letter, and the company's chairman, Michael Carrick, told Pacific Beat that Dr. Momus has misunderstood their proposal. RTG's biggest supporter in Bougainville is Philip Miriori, chairman of the Panguna Landowner Association, SMOLA.
We saw that the content of the letter, there was no basis, there was no truth in it.
Mr. Miriori denies anyone has been bribed to back the company and says payments are made under a joint venture RTG has formed with locals.
Under that arrangement, you know, we get paid, you know. It's not a bribery.
The two landowner groups may be divided on who should be given the green light to reopen Panguna, but they are united in opposition to the president's own controversial plan for the mine. Dr. Momus wants Australian businessman Geoffrey McGlynn and his company, Cabalus Mining, to take the lead. And he wants to amend Bougainville's mining law so a new company, jointly owned by the Bougainville government and Cabalus, can be given a monopoly over the island's mineral rights. Geoffrey Clayson says members of the Panguna Development Company are vehemently opposed to any move to amend the mining law.
It takes the rights away from the landowners. And the government has all the rights to who it brings in. It gags us, the landowners.
SMOLA's Philip Miriori agrees and says Geoffrey McGlynn is not fit to lead a major mining development.
The guy who owns the Cabalus, Geoffrey McGlynn, is not a miner. He doesn't have any mining background, mining skills and so on, you know. He's a salesman.